You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, friends, let's jump back into this Sunday in the New Testament. It's mentioned 8 times, and nowhere is it referred to as a day of worship, a day we're supposed to go to church, a day we're supposed to do the things that normal Christians do on Sunday, because, quite frankly, Sunday is the wrong day. Sunday is worshiping the venerable day of the sun. The Catholics changed it. They're proud that they changed it. We're going through this series talking about it. And if you go to church on Sunday, why? Why do you do this? Are you Catholic? I'm not Catholic. Those aren't my church fathers. I don't go to church on Sunday. Why do you? So the 8th place in the New Testament where it talks about Sunday is in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2. We read this at previous 2 shows ago. But anyhow, it says, on the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. And when I come, whomever you approve by your letters, I will send to bear your gift to Jerusalem. Now, we've been told that this shows that we're supposed to go to church and pass the plate on that day. However, Paul instructed them to make for the saints an offering for the saints. He doesn't say drop a coin in the collection plate. He says lay something aside. Let me read this again. And when I come, on the first day of the week, verse 2, on the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper. This is work. Go out in the fields, pick the crops, lay it aside, put it up. This is not talking about passing a plate at church. It contains nothing about the Sabbath being changed from Saturday to Sunday. Some people claim that this means Sunday in Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. Let me read that to you. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. So people say, oh, well, that's the Lord's day. You know, that's the day we're supposed to worship Jesus. This does not say the first day of the week or Sunday is the day. The day here is called the Lord's day. It's not speaking of any specific day of the week at all, but the day of the Lord. The time of the coming plagues, climaxing in the coming of Christ and the millennium. But if someone insists that this text applies and somehow makes this a definite day of the week, which day of the week would the Lord's day be? Have you ever thought of that? Luke 6:5, Jesus talking. And he said to them, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. So if the Lord's day is the day that Jesus said he was the Lord of. He says, the Son of Man is also the Lord of the Sabbath. That makes the Sabbath the Lord's day, not Sunday. Sunday is a counterfeit. Satan never has an original thought in his entire mind. Everything he does is a counterfeit. He counterfeits the Sabbath. Instead of Saturday, he gives it Sunday. He counterfeits God's holy days. Instead of holy days of the Bible, Leviticus 23, we keep holidays. Satan's counterfeit imposter days. Friends, here's how you contact us.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.